When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, hat tip to Ross on the Equitable Bank inbox. Right as the show was starting today, he sent me a YouTube link of Joel Klatt's post-spring top 25. Now, why do you think I'm mentioning this, Josh?
Probably because he said something about Colorado. Buffaloes.
He actually said nothing about Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Not. I don't even think the word Colorado is mentioned in this entire 39-minute video. Can't be 100% sure about that, but they're definitely not in his post-spring top 25.
Is he out on Colorado?
Ross is kind of an Ohio State fan. Maybe he's like, well, I want you to take a look at this and look who the number one team is. So we already knew that. You'd be an idiot not to have Ohio State as your number one team at any, you know, point before the season starts.
Right.
They are the best roster in college football. Georgia, number two. Texas, number three. Oregon, the Big Ten's Oregon Ducks. Look at that.
Two of the top four?
Two out of the top, well, all four of the top four are either from the Big Ten or the SEC. And Ole Miss is number five. Let's see. Let me just do this quick exercise real quick. Just bear with me. Thank you, Josh. So Ole Miss is five. Utah is six. Not in the Big Ten or the SEC. Wow. Alabama, check. Michigan, check. Penn State, check. Missouri, not check. Mm. No, they're in the SEC.
That's right. People forget.
I definitely did. Notre Dame, not check.
Not anywhere.
Florida State, notably not in the SEC. Clemson, notably not in the SEC. We're up to four. LSU, yes. USC, yes. Tennessee, yes. Oklahoma, yes. Miami, no. We're up to five. Oklahoma State, no. Up to six. K-State, no. Up to seven. Arizona, no. Up to eight. And then we're all the way down to number 22. In Joel Klatt's post-spring top 25, and that's where you find the Big Ten's Nebraska Cornhuskers.
What?
That's right. They are a member of the Big Ten, right?
I didn't get that wrong.
Texas A&M at number 25, Iowa at number 24, Kansas at number 23. So what do we get? 9 out of 25?
Yeah.
Are not in the Big Ten or the SEC? They're in the Big Ten or SEC not?
I was thinking it. Thank you.
But how about that? Nebraska at number 22. What I tell you guys, I made this prediction a long, long time ago. A long, long time ago. I can still remember when I told you that Nebraska would be included in some preseason top 25s. I will not continue with the song a la Gary Sharp. But there they are. They are in Joel Klatt, who knows ball, notably, their preseason top 25, and I told you.
Put it on the internet that Connor told you.
Put it on the internet that Connor told you. And there's a reason why. I listened to the Husker part, and it was like, here's the deal. They actually weren't that bad last year. Their defense is pretty good. It's just that their quarterback turned the ball over every time he touched it. And now they have a five-star quarterback, so that should be better. Boom, top 25 team. It's really not that hard. It's really not that hard.
It's really not that hard.
There you go. And we start, and they start off with UTEP, and they're going to beat the hell out of Colorado. And then they're going to beat Northern Iowa, but I don't care what score. Just win. Just beat the hell out of Colorado. And then you're in a conference play where you play a bunch of weak-ass Big Ten teams. And then, you know, you get into November, and it gets a little bit harder. But that's okay. That's all right.
We welcome the challenge.
Preseason top 25. We're going to get up to number Michigan. Get them out of there. They're going to suck. Oregon's going to be really good. Oregon and Ohio State is going to be very, very fun. once again.
At the Autzen Zoo.
A good one from Jefferson Steelflex on YouTube.
A Jefferson Steelflex.
I agree with this. Joel Klatt is a smart guy. I trust him with my life. Also, Mike, Kansas fan Mike, feeling some type of way about Nebraska being ahead of Kansas. I wonder how Iowa fans, where's Iowa JD when you need him? I wonder how Iowa fans feel about Nebraska being rated ahead of Iowa.
Oh.
On Joel Klatt's post-spring top 25. Now, reminder, this is post-something. Spring happened. This is not just conjecture. This is Joel Klatt watching all of the spring practices from everybody and saying, this is what I believe to be true.
He poured over the tape. Everybody's spring game. He watched.
He watched the practices. He got the intel. Excuse me, I hiccup there. So there you go. You have that to look forward to on the old hype train. Hey, Nebraska volleyball. I had a question for you about Nebraska volleyball. So they've now taken their spring match to the following places. You'll notice how none of these places are Omaha. Kearney, Grand Island, Central City, North Platte, Scotts Bluff, Norfolk, Wayne, Ogallala, and McCook. They're getting, like we said,
those
with,
are Omaha,
like
yes.
We said earlier with Rule, they're getting out there, they're shaking hands, they're meeting with the people. I have a question. Do you think there's enough Nebraska fans on Mars to sell out a spring match in one of their gyms on Mars?
One of the famous Mars gyms?
Because if there are people on Mars, which we believe to be true, if there are some sort of beings on Mars, you know at least a percentage of those beings have some roots in the state of Nebraska. And if they have some roots in the state of Nebraska, they have a GBR shirt, and they're wearing it on their space shuttle to and from Earth.
Mm.
So I would imagine if Nebraska said tomorrow, we are going to do a spring volleyball match in the remote town of the planet Mars, I think they'd sell out in an hour. I think they should just do it just to check.
Let's really test the might of this thing. Let's see.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I think they would. Anyway, they did their spring match, and everything went over well. Although there was a notable absence.
Yeah, we probably have to talk about this.
Yeah, just mention it briefly. What's going on with Harper Murray? So she was suspended from the spring match because of her previous DUI.
You makes think, sense. You a think, fitting punishment.
Yeah, you think, all right, we got a one-time deal here. Hopefully this is just a mistake. We could all forget about this. Then the day before Thursday, a couple days before the spring match, there were some social media posts out there. It appeared that she had shoplifted from Shields on Thursday evening. It appeared that way. And so then there is that piece of it as well. I'll just say this. I don't know. Those are two incidents that are very not good. And they're also in a very short period of time. So I hope there's not anything going on there. I hope she's like okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we'll start there. And then there, I mean, eventually there will probably be some sort of question on whether she could continue on the team. I don't know if that, like, I don't know what the update on that is now. I'm definitely not tied in with Nebraska volleyball, like, at all. I know that she's one of their best, you know, I know that she's their, like, most important player. She's, like, their best player. She's their most athletic player, like, whatever it might be. But, like, I mean, that kind of feels like a, I don't know, it kind of feels like a, hey, we gotta really, really rein this thing in a little bit.
You got to ask yourself the question of, is she more better served being here or not? What happens if we do let her go? Does it get worse or does it get better?
Well, that was always the question. I mean, that was how Osborne always mm-hmm. approached it.
Yeah.
It's like, we think, you know, basically rehabbing inside of our walls within our program and thus you know, from the outside, it looks like, oh, they're just allowing her to play because she's so talented at volleyball, or she, or he's so good at football, or whatever it might be. Like, they don't, they're not going to kick that person off the team because they're so good. That was always the criticism against Coach Osborne with some of those things. And like, his response was always like, no, we feel like the best place for this person to be is with us and around people and not just cast out on their own. So it definitely turns into a tough decision. Absolutely. For sure. And keep in mind, we live in the day and age of the transfer portal as well. Like, we get this on Twitter from Lee.
Gosh, that's true. Okay. Hi, Lee. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what happens if, you know, what happens if she, if they kick her off the team and then she transfers to somewhere where you're going to have to deal with her?
Yeah. It's not, right? It's not the deterrent that it was back in the day, right? Like, oh, that guy's a bleephead. We don't want him around here.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, that's how it would go. Now it's, well, there's a great player in the portal. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
And for the other team, like, it could represent some sort of a fresh start or something like that. Yeah. Like, so, I mean, that's a really, it's a good point by Lee. So you have to deal with all that stuff. And I don't know, like I said, I don't know the details really at all outside of what the public has, but like, I hope she can work through whatever she's working through there. And I guess, have, like, what you do know is that John Cook will handle it in the appropriate manner. Mm-hmm. Not that he's beyond some sort of, like, you know, hey, I'm not so sure about that. Like, he's certainly not beyond that. Nobody is.
He's not beyond reproach.
No. Nobody is. But, like, I don't know. That being said, though, this is definitely a unique situation, for sure.
Whatever decision he makes, he's going to eventually have to get in front of some microphones and explain it, his thought process.
No doubt. Absolutely. So
Jacob Padilla is going to roast him. Going to put his feet to the fire.
Yeah. Mike writes in, is there shields on Mars to shoplift from, allegedly?
Poll question.
We don't have shields on Mars. No, definitely not. Okay. Definitely not. So yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but it's not a pretty situation, that's for sure.
Doesn't seem good.
By the way, Matt writes in on the Equitable Bank inbox.
Hi, Matt.
On the Hawkeye fan response to Joel Klatt, Nebraska in the past 15 years always wins in the spring, but we win in the fall. Smiley face emoji. That definitely would be their response.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Iowa fans are probably really excited because they're trying to get some booty. They're trying to get booty in the portal.
Just some general booty.
Just generally booty. In the general sense. Yeah. Jesse also writes in on Joel Klatt's credentials.
Hi, Jesse.
Joel Klatt once told us Nebraska fans that Scott Frost would be okay. To be fair, many people said that.
Slam dunk hire. Makes sense.
Yeah. Many people said that. Do you just automatically distrust everyone that said that? You have a distrust of a lot of people, if that's the case. You definitely have a distrust of me. I thought that would be pretty good. I thought that would work out pretty well. It did not. Admittedly, there were some things that I didn't know at the time.
I would have liked to have known
that we came to know, yes. All right. We'll be back. Still more to come if you guys have thoughts on any of those situations we just talked to. We can get into some baseball from over the weekend. Nebraska baseball takes 2 out of 3. Josh is being extremely passive-aggressive toward Creighton at this point.
If they don't care, why should I?
Okay. More to come on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.